The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. Oh my gosh. Well, it's time. We've waited. We've had patience. But we're there, I believe. Yes. Welcome to show 669. We need some counseling. And so since we're on the bye week and since there's no game next week, there's really no pregame, which I'm kind of happy about, really, after the thrashing in Kansas City. Let me go through a few observations on this show, and then we're going to get into the counseling session, of course. But I have a little bit of a rant. Now, I was totally positive that Pete Carroll and his regime would come in and change, at least just tune us up, so we wouldn't look like clowns flying around. Or the Blue Man Group, which incidentally is better. Watching them is better than watching the Raiders, especially in week 7, which I have to. Do you know that it's the first time since 2011 that the Kansas City Chiefs have shut someone out? I mean, look how good they've been for the last decade. And we, of course, it's perfect. We are the team that they shut out. We're 31st in offense, by the way, folks. 31st in offense with the most expensive offensive coordinator in the league. It is so Raiders. This game was incredible. 95 total yards. 95 total yards. I mean, we've had guys run that in one play, right? Yes. Yes, indeed we have. And that was an entire game to the Kansas City Chiefs, 434 yards, 5 straight drives, 5 touchdowns. We had the ball 17 minutes and 52 seconds. They had the ball 42 minutes and 8 seconds. Our illustrious quarterback, Geno Smith, 10 of 16 for 32 whopping yards. And that's not all on him. That's on this entire organization. It's draped on the building. None of these players like this program. Even Genty is rumbling as a rookie about a losing organization.
It's a terrible performance by us as a team. I mean, couldn't stop them on defense. In offense, we couldn't get going at all. So we're going to lose a lot of football games like that.
Is there any way to put a finger on exactly why that happened?
We just got to be better. I mean, simple as that. We got to go back, watch the film. Can't point the finger. You know, you can't point a finger at coaches for the scheme or other player for making a mistake. We got to look inward and look how each and every single one of us can get better to make sure that never happens again.
So when you come from a program like you came from, you didn't really lose very often until you didn't have performance like this very often. Like, is this kind of a tough adjustment to learn how to go through this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've lost before in my life, but, you know, I definitely don't like losing. It's not something, I don't work as hard as I do. Not to do. I think anybody else in this building does to lose like that. So if we're being honest, it's been, you know, a losing culture around here for a long time. But we have to continue to work to fix that and bring winning back here.
Is it almost a matter then that the bye is coming at a good time so that everybody can kind of recalibrate? Or would you rather just keep going? Or the bye is good for injuries? What do you think?
I mean, bye is good either way. Just, you know, kind of let guys refresh, you know, let guys' bodies heal a little bit. You know, regardless if we won or lost, a bye would be good for us. But once again, whether it's a bye or not, we got to get back to work and figure out how to get better.
I'm trying not to be too Debbie Downer because for me, I mean, we need a little counseling for sure. So I am hoping, my hope is that this is just the rocky start to a great future, and that please, Pete Carroll, examine your staff, fire your sons if you have to, get some shakeup going on so we can see there may be some improvement.
What do you think about the time of the bye week? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, the first thing, it gives us a chance to have 2 weeks to get, you know, three or four guys back out there, get some starters back out there. It should help. Brock should be ready to go. Jacoby, I think he worked out in pregame, was close. He should be ready to go. Give us a chance to get Max. Max was not full speed yesterday. He tried, did everything he could, and we had to get him out of there. But he'll be better. So that's a real boost. I mean, those are three guys that are legitimate, you know, leader players on this football team that we need to get back out there. So hopefully that will take place. Big self-scouting opportunity for us. Big chance to, you know, make sure that we know what our opponents are seeing and to tweak and adjust and be creative with how we do that. That's what this time is always for. Chance to take a look at some young guys to give them a better shot in a couple of days that we practice with them, just a better chance to show us where they fit or how far they've come and can they help us. So it's all pretty much the normal stuff, but that's what we're focusing on.
At this point in the season, has anything surprised you of how, like, this season has played out so far?
Yeah, I'm surprised that we're not farther along than we are. I thought we would be, and I anticipated being farther along and being cleaner with our game. You know, what I'm trying to show you is that we can play really balanced football, meaning that all three phases can do their part and give us a chance to play the game where we're not giving the game away. And early on, we were turning the ball over like crazy, and kicking game was struggling, and defense was kind of holding it together for us, it seemed. And so the kicking game has come back around. A couple guys have been switched around, moved around. I think Tom did a nice job adjusting, and the last couple games have been very solid. You kind of don't even want to know they're out there, and every once in a while they make a play, and that's kind of taken place. And defensively, it was different yesterday. We really missed Max. Max's dynamic play, the things that he does, you know, that was obvious to me. But that's coming along. And offensively, now we've settled down, given the football up, and so we need to kind of get going again and get moving it and get productive. Yesterday was a mess of making first downs, and they did a great job on us. I really looked at we missed some guys out there, and Jacoby was really important to us, not having him. And the fact that, you know, we were so close to getting Brock back, you know, we've played without Brock for almost a month now. I don't know how many games he missed. He missed three games, you know. It seems like forever. And he's such a central figure in our offense. To have him coming back will just seem different. I think everything about it will look different, and we're counting on that.
They didn't throw a flag on it. When Crosby got hurt, he got hit in the knee by Noah Gray.
Yeah.
You think there should have been a flag?
Yeah, I got to talk to him about how they evaluate that. It was a definite low block, and he put his helmet right on his knee, and they got him. Max was hurt before that. He was not at his best, and he just, in a true, you know, heroic fashion, tried to go out there and play and wanted to give it up for his teammates, and he tried, and we need to get him out. And so I admire the hell out of the fact that how he approached that, and he did the best he could. But that one was like, okay, we got to get him out of here, because he didn't look like he could protect himself like normal.
With those players being out, do you believe that this has given a lot of these other younger guys to have to step in there, you know, shoes a big opportunity?
Yeah, Carter Runyon caught the first, you know, his first ball there, or the ball in the first series, you know, right off the bat. He's out there playing football for us, you know, and he's contributing to special teams. He's one of the guys that's really helped us in special teams since he's been up. And so, and it helps. The more plays that we can log with the new guys, Jack and with Dante, we can show them the things that they need to improve on and the things that they're not quite as sharp on. It helps them. And there's you know, some pain in that too. You know, there's some pain in there, and that we have to undergo. But it's how you do it. And by the time you get to the middle of the season, these guys should have things really cleaned up, and they should be ready to go. And we can count on them, and they can come through and not be error repeaters. You know, and that's what we're working hard at.
We saw some guys at the end of the game yesterday. Gino sat down. JPJ sat down. A couple other guys. Darren Porter got in the action. Do we expect to see any, or do you expect to see any personnel kind of changes throughout the
course of the week? We'll see. The competition is on, and we're not through thinking that way about opportunities for guys. I thought it was right to get G out, and Kenny needs to get some snaps. You know, right off the bat, he screws it up and missed the freaking first snap. But and he just needs some play time in case we need to call on him so he feels comfortable jumping in. Darian, I'm always looking for chances to get him out there and get him playing. So that's good. We'll continue to do that. There's guys up front on the offensive line, on the defensive line, that we would love to get some play time to. We stuck a couple guys in there just to get a couple snaps. And at the end, they just need to be on the field. So we're going to continue to push that way.
You know, Jim, how would you evaluate or describe Geno's mindset at this point? Because it seems like he's as frustrated as anybody, probably more so.
I think he has been that way. I think he's coming out of it. I think he's turning the corner. He was clean yesterday with the ball and his opportunities. He didn't get many chances. We just didn't have any plays. There just was no plays. And so stacking games, pushing us the history of this early part of the season farther away from us, it helps. And he's as competitive as ever. He's raring to go. He's frustrated because we want to win and we want to play big and all that. That's going to always hold him connected to that thought. But he's ready to go, and we need to build it up around him. He can't do all of it by himself. He needs the help. He needs the guys to go to and the guys to come through for him, the protection to be there for him, so that he can play his position and hopefully we can get going. This Kansas City was really, really good against us yesterday, all phases of their game, and they were ready for that moment more so than we were, and they played to it. They had their guys. They had guys returning. They're all jacked up about that, and you could see it. And I thought Andy did a great job of using the variety of people that they have on their offensive side of the ball in particular. And 95 showed up in a huge way, on the other side of the ball. So they're clicking right now, and it was a tough day for us because of all that.
You talked in the lead up to the game about why you like cover three and. Your guys know what they're running, so they could play fast. But they were having so much success about that. Why weren't you guys able to try to get more aggressive on defense, sending blitzes and all those kinds of things? Obviously, it's easier said than done.
Because he's really good against the blitz. His numbers are phenomenal against blitz, for one. We did pressure him some. We did mix our coverages to try to do stuff. We did play two high and three deep stuff. We did all of that. Unfortunately, a couple things that we forced him to do, he still got us, and we got him to move a little bit like we wanted him to, and then he made a big play with Kelsey coming across that we should have played way better. But, he's a really, really big-time player. I'm not saying anything you don't know, but the subtleties of the things that he does when he plays are phenomenal. And he had a half dozen plays in that game, which you might not even see what he did, but he looked off coverage. He set up a coverage to get the throws that he wanted to make. He knew exactly where he was going with the football. He scrambled exactly the way he has done, that we've tried to corral him thinking that we could, and he still got out. He's a phenomenal football player, and he showed it again. Unfortunately, we were trying to neutralize that factor, but he was there.
For 7 games, how pleased are you with Trey Tucker embracing his role or even playing beyond his role?
No, I don't know if he's playing beyond it, but Trey's done a really good job. He's been our most effective guy, particularly down the field and making things happen. Really pleased, because going in, I didn't know. We weren't sure how he would contribute. We hoped that he would be a downfield guy. He's been that, and he's been effective, and he's doing other things as well. We're getting the ball underneath to him, and he's catching the ball in the perimeter to try to use his speed and all. Like last week, he had a big play. So I think he's had a really good start with us, and I'm really pleased with what he's done.
Have you been able to identify kind of what this team's identity is right now through 7 games compared to what you wanted it to be?
Last week I liked the balance that we showed and the playing off of one another. I thought that was really clear. And we went into this game knowing that we would at least have to do that to play a good, effective game. And special teams, we didn't give the ball up on offense. Those were factors that if you do that, you're going to get beat by these guys. And so it's there for us. And I honestly, I just hope we get our guys back so that we can utilize those guys to make our offense whole. And without Max, defense was different too. And so that's just the way I see it. I can't deny saying that.
Pete, do you anticipate Lonnie Johnson to return to practice after the bye?
Close. He's really close. Yeah. We had hoped if we really hit it right that he would be back after the bye. So we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. And keep my fingers crossed. He's a guy we really were excited about contributing on the defensive side.
You know, we can't disguise who we are. And from now on, the rest of this season, all the other teams will look at this game and say, well, psh, we got this. They already are. All the news outlets and everything else, you know, it's whatever. After this many years, you just have to, you got to get used to it and hope for better. So honestly, for me, I hope for better. I hope that we get better players. I hope that we make better decisions. I hope that we have our offensive coordinator examine himself in a huge way and the way he set up an offense for a quarterback that can't play like he wants him to play. This is not a college team. This quarterback does not run the football. He lopes the football, but he don't run it, and he's no threat. So our offense is a symptom of our offensive coordinator symptom of our coach and the rest of the staff, who is doing no one any justice. The offensive line coach, Mr. Carroll, I'm sorry. I think you got to step down. Let somebody else come in. Who knows? I don't know where to start with this. I know we can't fire Carroll. We won't fire Bill Chip Kelly, that's for sure. Because that's $6 million a year for 3 years. Mark has already sucked up enough money to run a small country in these coaching hires and fires. Unbelievable. And the results are even comical. And again, like any other team, I don't think he has to worry very much because someone will sit in that seat because it's Vegas, because that's how it goes. And so far, you know, we're nobody's nightmare except for our own. And I don't know where we go from here, but I hope and pray that this season does not end up where we get the 8th pick in the draft. Please, someone in the building have common sense. Someone in the building get their head screwed on right, and let's just play like we played. We played terrible. Let's continue to play terrible all the way to the end. Perhaps we'll get a draft pick of a quarterback, and perhaps even in another dimension, get a quarterback that is worthy of being a starter in the NFL. That's all I ask. But, you know, I just don't know what to say. But I think it should be time for you to talk. I've talked enough. I don't know the answer here. I just know that we are chained to a television to watch our team. And unfortunately, like the Chiefs game, we watched the Chiefs play 3/4 of the game. They were on the field more. And they were on TV way longer. Just a loss. Another loss. It's still an L. Whatever. But I think the locker room is gone. I think everybody has said, okay, let's just save our bodies this year. I hope so. I hope so, gents. Listen to me. We want to get that guy that can throw the rock everywhere, run around, elusive quarterback, somebody with some moxie, and certainly someone who won't throw 10 interceptions in 7 games. But, you know, I'll tell you, this is the positive of the Chiefs game. Geno Smith threw 0 interceptions, and that is all I have to say about that. Well, I promised it and I meant it, and I think there's no better time to unveil the Raider Nation podcast group therapy session.
I think we need to go deeper. I think we need to talk more. I think we need the Raider Nation group therapy session where we can commiserate, we can share, and we can bond as the Raider Nation. We got to get it out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's go into the therapy session, shall we?
Welcome to the Raider Nation podcast group therapy session. I'm your host, Raider Greg, and we are here to listen, understand, and absorb the venting that must be given in a moment like this. In Raider history, oh my gosh, let's see who's first for therapy. Well, the first to share her heartfelt views and deep disappointment. It's Tracy from New Jersey. Let it out, girlfriend.
Hey, what's up, Raider Nation? Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Prez. This is Tracy calling from New Jersey. Just finished watching that game, and man, what a mess. I don't know where to start. It's just the absolute worst, getting shut out by the Chiefs. I mean, a shutout is never good, but for me, by the Chiefs, terrible. You know, we could never get it going, it seemed like. Is it that we don't have the players, the personnel, or is it the coaches, you know, just don't know how to coach them up? I can't figure it out. I mean, it's just bad. And the injuries are coming in like the floodgates are open. Never, you know, it was like this a couple of years ago, or maybe like last year when Pierce was coaching. You know, we had a lot of injuries. So, I don't know. Sucks being shut out. I thought we'd give a better game against Kansas City, but there's a lot going on with the Raiders that needs a lot addressed, obviously. All right, Raider Nation, this is Tracy from New Jersey. Peace out. Everybody have a great week.
That was very well said. I hope saying it makes you have some type of relief of some kind, because it sure does me. Thanks for the call. And our next shredded heart, directly from El Centro, it's our good brother, Raider Loon, is in the house. Let it out, good brother. Because you can't keep it in. I sure can't. What's up?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Raider Loon from Pearl Valley, California, right here at El Centro. And, this team just put up 95 total yards for the game. Shutout. This is a heads roll game. Like, I saw the post game by Pete Carroll, and it was fucking weak. It was just weak. He said some of the same things he said out of other blowout losses that we had. Yes, other blowout losses. We've had two other blowout losses this season. This team is going down as one of the worst coached Raider teams in the past 22 years of ineptitude. And it's very, very disheartening to see as a Raider fan. I get being bad, and we're just a bottom five team in the NFL. I mean, even Max Crosby's done. He fucking probably wasn't even as hurt as he says he is, but he's, or like, you know, he's probably going through it. Normally he'd probably pray through that if we were competitive. But he's like, man, fuck it. The bye week's next week. I'm not going to risk hurting myself. I'm just going to call it a day and keep my helmet off and say, fuck this game. The Chiefs are going to pack our shit like they've been doing. And we're the bottom bitches of the AFC West. That's all we are. We're the get right team. We're the bottom team. Anyone wants to get right, they play us. You can say maybe we're the best of the worst because we beat Tennessee last week. But man, it's just not looking great. This is a therapy session today, boys and girls. What the fuck? Where do we go from now? Do we fire this fucking coach and this coaching staff and start a whole teardown? Trade Max Crosby, Jacoby Myers, fucking trade JPJ apparently because Pete Carroll doesn't fucking like him for some reason. I don't know, man. Debbie Downer, I'm so sorry. I meant to call last week, but the podcast got thrown up quicker than I could call, so I got this one on a Sunday. Hopefully you guys are having a... Hopefully you guys turned this shit off and hung out with your family because this game fucking sucked. Anyways, Raider Nation, this is Raider Loon. One love, I'm out.
Boy, I even felt better after listening to you because everything you said, man, I think we are all feeling that for sure. It's brutal. What can I say? Let's just continue to help each other through this moment in Raider history. Who's next? And our next bummed out Raider fan. Gosh. Yeah, man, we are a little bummed out, all of us. But this is Ruben from North Carolina. You got to let it out, bro. So I think you will let it out, my man.
What's up, Raider Greg? Raider Nation, this is Ruben from North Carolina calling. It's approximately about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour since this embarrassment of a game ended. Not much to say. I've been disappointed since pretty much the preseason. Even going back to the way the last season ended and all the drama going on, and you know, I think ever since Josh McDaniels came to the team, it's pretty much put a damper on my enjoyment of watching the Raiders play. Pretty much dismantled a team that just came off of a playoff appearance. And now we're seeing where, I have to say, last season's team had any hopes of making a playoff run or anything. I definitely do believe that there were some missing components that were not acquired before the start of last season, meaning a quarterback. And here we are again, where a quarterback could have been attained. Not to say nothing wrong with Ashton Dempsey. I think he's going to turn into be a really good player for us. But not getting a quarterback in this year's draft is really hurting this team. You know, not selecting a quarterback since Derek Carr was traded away, or even drafting a quarterback that could possibly take over for Derek Carr in the event he were to get injured or get traded like he was, has really, really set back this team. I mean, years. And Mark Davis keeps on going for these coaches that are either old or washed. I'm sorry, but I understand you want to stay relevant, but Mark Davis is like, he is not doing this fan base and the players on that team, especially like guys like Max Crosby, who was giving his all, any type of hope of wanting to be part of this team or even want to watch this team. There's no wonder that we can't fill up the seats with Raider fans in that brand new stadium. Back to what I was saying, you know, Pete Carroll was brought in to help Patrick Graham become a, call the defense a little bit better. I don't see any of this defense that has Patrick Graham written on it compared to the seasons in the past. This has makings of Pete Carroll all over it. Having Jordan Meredith at center should be a crime. The guy has proven that he cannot play the position. And here we are. We're going into the bye week, and it's horrible. Yeah, you know, I was seeing a lot of, you know, praise and last week's win and, you know, the whole line starting to come together and this, that, and there, yada, yada, yada. It's against the Tennessee Titans. Come on. Let's call it for what it is. Don't fall for the hype of after one win. We've been horrible all season long. We've been horrible for the last, I don't know, 20 effing years, man. I've been a Raider fan since 1984. I've seen the team from the 90s. I've seen the team from the early 2000s. This shit that's been on the field since Mark Davis has taken over has been totally garbage. You know, your season ticket holder, get your money. Go out. Get your money. Get what you can. You deserve it because you worked hard for your season tickets. Get your money back in your return. This is BS. Mark Davis needs to sell the effing team, and that's it. There's nothing more that needs to be said. The guy is the problem. Not the coaches. The coaches he hires is the problem. So he's the problem. He's doing the hiring. He's the problem. The buck stops with him. Get the hell out of the way. Go to your mansion that you built and live the rest of your life enjoying wins with the Las Vegas Aces because that's the only thing you're good at. You're good at assembling a basketball team, but you're shit at building a football team. You've been behind the wheel since 2011. Here, 2025, going on 15 years, and you got nothing to show for it. Please, Mark Davis, sell the team. And the rest of Raider Nation, you know, I don't hold you guys to finding something else to do on your Sundays. Trust me, I don't blame you. As a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, I'll be in Cancun, and I was going to try to find a way to watch the Raiders play. I'm just going to enjoy my time away from this stress, because that's what my vacation is for.
I think everybody heard you loud and clear. I sure did. You made excellent points for all of us to agree with, because I do, and I think we all do as well. Well, man. All I can say is when the good times come, whenever that may be, those of us who have suffered through this time period of strain, to say the least, will benefit the most. I can say that. I appreciate your call, brother. And the next fan is very special. The next person needing to express their heartfelt feelings after this beatdown. And it's been a while, but I'm glad he called because it's that time. Raider Dan from KC. I need you to let it all out, man, because we all are feeling it.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Raider Dan from KC. Yes, I sound deflated because I'm mentally exhausted. I think I speak for every Raider fan. They're mentally exhausted. I watched this game. I guess it was a game. I watched it with my mother, who's a Raider fan. She's 81 years old. Been watching them since the 60s. She's talking to me about how great the Raiders are and merchandise, and I'm telling my mother, you know, there's a whole generation, Chiefs fans and Raider fans, who don't know anything about winning. It seems like it's been 55 years ago or something. And she wants the backup quarterback to come in. And I said, okay. So he comes in and looks just like Geno. Only difference is when he fumbled the ball, he kicked it right to the Chiefs. Then, Chiefs fan is texting me. I can take the rimming. Then I get a phone call. Talking to a Chiefs fan. friend of mine. I remind her that we've been to the Super Bowl. Her response was, I didn't know that. That's how low things are. I'm just out of it. I'm always going to pull for my team. That's never going to change. You know, people can say, well, why are you a Raider fan? Because we're Raiders. We're Raider fans. We're always going to be down for our team. You know, but I'm just mentally exhausted. I'm going to watch my games. I'm still going to pull for them. I'm already probably just like the last podcast. I'm so disoriented. I'm looking for the draft. I don't even know who in the draft that we can draft as a quarterback because we got so many holes. It looked like Swiss cheese. But I will say a positive thing. We're not that far off. I mean, in the sense of being a competitive team, probably in the next 2-3 years, unless we shoot ourselves in the foot like we normally do. But I get tired of watching whether Jalen Daniels, Jackson Dart, you name it. We could have had all these people, but we didn't. But anyway, with it saying that, I'm out.
I think you pretty much summed it up for all of us, my friend, because I'm thinking about the draft. I'm looking for quarterbacks. You know, we'll get the line together, whatever. We need a quarterback, and we've passed on many. We have missed on too many. And you could just hope that things get better. I don't know. I mean, even a blind hog will find a truffle. Well, I hope you feel better after that, my brother. I appreciate you calling. It's perfect timing. And the next poor soul that needs to really get it out is our good brother, the Nebraska Raider.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is Nebraska Raider calling in. After a debauchery of a game, don't even know if you could call it a game. Yeah, that just sucked ass. I don't love it! oh my gosh. It just looked like we didn't even show up to play, man. Just went to Kansas City for the barbecue. And, yeah, not a whole lot to say, man. We all watched the game. It was nice. I was able to actually stay home and watch a so-called quote-unquote game. But, yeah, it wasn't worth 3.5 hours. It felt like a lot less than that. But, so we got a bye week. Hopefully we can rest up, get Max back in there. I know we got a little banged up. Get Bowers back in and, Jacoby, whatever's going on with him, get his knee right. So, it's a good time for a bye week. Hopefully we don't lose this one. Shit. Anyway, this is Nebraska Raider. Just soaking it all in, unfortunately. And, until next week, until the week after. Go Raiders. Just win, baby. God bless Raider Nation. Love you.
Yes, sirree. At least we can't lose this week. How many times have we said that in the past 15 seasons? Oh, we can't lose on our bye week. So lame. So lame. Why? And our next victim, I don't use that lightly, because I know the Cheesehead Raider is a diehard Raider fan, stuck in hostile territory like a lot of you guys are. And, you know, what do you say? What do you say? I mean, what do you say to people that feel sorry for you? I don't even know. But Cheesehead Raider, I know you got to get it out because you've got a lot. Go for it, brother.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is the Cheesehead Raider call from Wisconsin. I usually try to wait till the next morning before I go to work, collect my thoughts, see if any information comes out about the team. Really don't need to have any information come out the team. I think we all pretty much know this is a god-awful team. Chip Kelly is a horrible offensive coordinator. I thought that when I first heard that he was going to be our OC. Our offensive line, once again, is terrible. I would challenge anybody to convince me that this team, the way it's constructed, the way they're playing, is any different than Antonio Pierce or Josh McDougal's teams. Now you can't even get a field goal. Three first downs through a whole 60-minute game, and you're professional athletes. I think it was in the first half, we had 12 plays, and the Chiefs had 17 first downs. It's to the point where you just don't even know what to say. With other things, there's some hope. You see some bright light. I guess the one bright light I did see is in about the first quarter, the defensive line held up pretty good. But of course, when the offensive can't do anything and defense is not on the field majority of the time, they're going to wear it out. It's just all there is to it. This team is just horrendously awful. The two areas, the offensive line and the quarterback play, both are being coached by Pete Carroll's kids. Not saying that he's terrible there, whatever, but clearly it seems like there is some, I don't even know what the words to put it, not as much focus or intensity to clean up those two areas. I just don't even know what to say. All right, just Cheesehead Raider and I'm out.
Yeah, you know, you're not the only one who's saying that the Raiders haven't changed no matter who their head coach is. I mean, Pete Carroll's sons are doing a horrible job. Their particular expertise is a failing portion of our team. And there's no accountability, man. There's nothing. We just have the gum assassin.
The gum assassin.
Go up there and assassinate a post game like a freaking recording because nothing is changing. And that's why we have the therapy session. Now, I want everyone to take a deep cleansing breath.
Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, and exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
six,
my gosh,
seven,
what a
eight.
Team! It's the only thing that keeps me going are you guys, the fans, and this particular guy, which is awesome. He's a great fan and he has to get a lot off his chest, but I love what you say, man. Raider Jim. For the Great Northwest, what's up?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Raider Jim from the Pacific Northwest. Well, what I just witnessed was absolutely obscene. I mean, the late great Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart once admitted he couldn't describe offensive content, but what he said is, I know it when I see it. And Raider Nation, I know it when I see it. It's pretty ugly. I see it, and it's just not easy to watch. Here's the ugly truth.
the Raiders had a total of 95 total yards of offense, just 3 first downs all game. I mean, they had their time of possession, what was it, 17 and a half minutes? The Chiefs had 42 minutes. I mean, come on.
When you're feeling stressed, you can do a double inhale. Long exhale.
We only ran 30 plays on offense, the second fewest in Super Bowl era history. They never converted a third down. Oh, and okay, Geno Smith didn't throw an interception. Hooray! I mean, our punter actually punted 238 freaking yards. That's almost 3 times the amount of offense that we generated as a team. I mean, where's the verve? Where's the reckless abandon? Why couldn't the O-line just fire off on the line of scrimmage? Something's terribly wrong, Raider Nation. I mean, it's so sad. Indeed, I don't think I'll ever see this team compete, play, and then win another Super Bowl before I pass on. I mean, as for now, for God's sakes, Raider Nation, we're going to have to now focus on next year in the middle of a current campaign. God, in my mind, let's go out and get the best offensive lineman in the first round of next year's draft. And then let's also sign a top-line free agent. And let's fire, at the very least, reassign Brandon Carroll and give the coaching task to Joe Philbin. He's got a proven track record. I mean, in the second round, then we can go out and get a QB. Oh, let's cut Mr. Smith. Let's play Kenny Pickett now, and eventually let's start Cam Miller before the end of the year. I mean, I've stated this earlier, but we have nothing to lose. And one more thing. I totally agree with Cheesehead Raider. Those folks who want to trade Max are out of their minds. Do you remember Tyler Breeden, Philip Buchanan, or Doug Jolly? Nor should you. I mean, we acquired those draft picks by trading John Gruden to the Buccaneers years ago. Bottom line, Gruden was a huge asset that we traded away and got zero in our return on the investment. Oh, what about the Khalil Mack trade? What was the return on investment for those future draft picks? Cleveland Farrell, Damon Arnett, Brian Edwards, Jonathan Abram? Sorry, but those guys aren't playmakers in the NFL. I know one thing. Khalil Mack is still a force of nature in the NFL. So don't tell me we need to trade Max. We need to keep at least one asset. And with that, this is Raider Jim from the Pacific Northwest. Raiders, all day, every day.
You know, when you go through those names of the first round picks we threw in the trash, and, you know, when we watched those drafts, I'm sure to a single fan, I was like, who? What? Why? Those three things every time we draft is exactly what I think. This year, I thought we did a pretty good job. We picked up Jacobs. I thought that was a good job. I don't know, but we don't need any more first round picks because we can't handle them. We'll take other picks, but the first round just is out of our hands. We have got to get a quarterback. That is it. I hope you feel better, brother. I sure do. And our next disgruntled and upset fan that needs to let it out. From Dallas, Texas, we have Raider Jesse James in the house. What's up, brother?
What's up, Raider Nation? It's Raider Jesse James out of Dallas. Man, are we tired of this shit. Are we freaking tired of this shit? And it's a movie we've seen with a different intro. And we know the outcome, guys. And it gets old. It does. I'm just hoping that Brady or somebody, for God's sake, make some changes and make something happen. And I know it's like, you know, fuck, what, week 8 already? But good Lord, man. Given the Chiefs that historic game, we all feel the same way. And here's another bone I'm going to throw at you. I think I mentioned this before. All these other freaking teams, man, are wearing all black at home. All of them. The Jags. The freaking Eagles are now, like, looking all black. Panthers are going all black. Come on, Mark Davis. Give us an all black at home fucking look. Make the black hole be all black. God, man, it's just, it's fucking irritating when I'm seeing all these other teams wearing all fucking colors and we can't wear all black. Seriously. Come on, man. At least the home game, all black. Hang in there, nation. Be a rough fucking year. Hopefully in the offseason. Again, offseason, we'll make some changes. I'm out.
I am so glad that you guys are sharing all this with me, because these are things I think about all day. It's crazy, man. I don't even know. Great call, bro. Yep. What are you going to do? I don't know how I did it, but this next fan stopped for 2 years, didn't follow the Raiders. I don't know, man. I'd love the secret on how to do that. But it's been a long time, Raider Rob from Maryland. But I'm glad you called back. I'm glad you're back here, because you can help us through what we're going through. And now, if you're back, well, then you know what's up.
Hey, Raider Greg, it's Raider Rob from Maryland, checking in. Good to see you're doing well. It's cool to see you pop up on the podcast stream. To be honest with you, I haven't really been paying attention to the Raiders too much the last few years, a couple years. It's a fucking shit show, dude. You get tired of it. But, you know, whatever. It's not your bag. I'm back, man. Go Raiders.
Yep, Raider Nation's hanging in there, irregardless of the buffoonery. Nice to have you back, Rob. And with some perspective on football and the Raiders, Nebraska Raider is kind of assisting me in the stress relief and the importance of other things right here.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, DePrez. This is Nebraska Raider calling in for a second time. Just wanted to give a shout out to Imperza for their Charmaniac and Greg's wife and Randy's sister. Glad they pulled through on their throughout their whole situation there. So. Life's a lot more than just football and all that nonsense. But you know what? It's the shield that pulls us together, and the shield that, just kind of ties us all in as one big family. So prayers up for them. Glad they're doing good. And for anybody else out there who's, listening and or not, just love on your family and take care of yourself. And, you know, this is a Nebraska Raider, and we needed a freaking bye week. My gosh. Hey, at least we won't lose on the bye week unless all the three other division teams win. But and hopefully, you know, we keep Jacoby all those other nonsensical rumors that are going out there about Max and all that nonsense. But like I said, that really doesn't matter. God bless Raider Nation. This is Nebraska Raider. Hey, and at least we won't lose this week. 31-0. I don't love it. All right. God bless. Nebraska Raider out.
Well, I can certainly say for me and Randy, we thank you for shouting out to Charmaine and Randy's sister, who are getting better. I'm hoping, seems to be. So thank you so much for that. And that just really shows you how important football is. I mean, it's a good escape. from the insanity in this world right now. But yeah, there are things way more important. I appreciate that, my good brother. Well, the next Raider fan that evidently needs no therapy because he sounds pretty happy, but he's very cool. We have Raider Sid, the Desert Raider, in the house. Let it out, brother.
What up, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez, Raider Nation? This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. Raiders locked. What are you going to do? Perfect time for a bye because I just heard the good news that Greg's wife, Charmaine, is back home and she's doing well. Great. Get to stay home a week, take care of her, and that's great news for me and for the rest of Raider Nation. So we'll see you guys in a couple weeks, and Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez, and everybody out in Raider Nation, you enjoy yourselves for the next couple weeks. No football next week. We'll just chill and let it happen. All right, this is Raider Sid. I'm out.
Well, that's very cool. I thank you. I was worried about my wife, quite honestly. She was very sick, but she's home, which is really good. It's certainly a blessing, and it just goes to show how minute sports or anything else other than, family really is. So I appreciate it, and you sound very chippy. I don't know how you did that. Maybe next time you could call in and tell us how you watched that game and didn't become the Raider Sid we all know and love. There's got to be a secret, and it's got to be legal. And our next Raider fan, actually full of wisdom. I really love this fan. He's been around a little while. Matty Raider from Albany, New York. I love his take. It makes me feel better. What's up, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, it's Matty Raider. What's up, Raider Nation? So I'm calling like almost a week after the Chiefs blowout. Pretty sweet, right? We got shut out. Didn't even show up. But yeah, that day I actually watched the first quarter and went and cleaned my garage afterwards. Didn't even bother. Checked the score later. Guys didn't even bother to show up. So now we got the bye week. We'll do nothing as far as player personnel or any coaching changes, even though we're screaming from the rooftops. I'm not at the point where you fire Pete Carroll. I don't think you do that. But, at the same time, there's obviously some issues that need to be addressed, and it needs to be said by the general manager. Spytek, like I said, my last calls let me down. Did nothing for the quarterback position this year as far as I'm concerned. We don't have anyone to turn to. Geno is terrible. And as far as some of these calls, traded Max Crosby and all this, no. You have to have cornerstones of your franchise. You have to have guys like that. This guy is committed to this team, but we need to be committed to winning. It's that simple. This is somebody needs to step up and say something. I know it's Pete's show, but I mean, this nepotism with his kids, Chip Kelly's offense is garbage. I don't know if Geno can't understand it or I really don't know. But, it's sad to watch. We're basement dwellers. We're a terrible football team. I just watch other games actually because I enjoy the game. I enjoy watching football, but this is just awful to watch. So we'll see what happens after the bye, but I don't have any hopes. I hope you guys are doing well, you and your families. So talk to you soon, and God bless.
Absolutely. Where is Spytek? He was all over the place when he first got hired. Him and Carol and the gum assassin. And where is he? He's the general manager. No word? No word on anything? No questions Yeah, you know, accountability can really come up and bite you right where it hurts. But, you know, the nepotism, totally agree. What we'll do in this bye week is not a doggone thing. We will come out after the bye week and look exactly like we did last week. And not trying to be a bummer, but I've just seen this movie a few times like you have. So appreciate that call, brother, and the wisdom. It's all good. We all see it. You're not alone. Last, but far from least, the man from across the pond, the man himself, Crusader Raider. What is up? Help us, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Well, what can I say? This is Keith Smith, the Crusader Raider, calling from London, England. Disappointed? Nope. Thought we'd do well today? Nope. Knew we'd get a good old thrashing? Yes. Oh my God, it was one of the worst Raiders-Chiefs games I think I've ever seen. Do you remember the good old days, Greg and Randy, when we used to beat the Chiefs all the time? Now the record is just absolutely horrendous, and we got outcoached, we got outplayed, we got outfought, they had heart, we had nothing. And this isn't the best Chiefs team in the world, but we just had absolutely nothing. 3 first downs, 95 yards, you're having a laugh. I might as well put my application in now to be head coach, because I think I could do better than that. I might even be able to run the ball better or catch one pass if Gino threw it in the right direction. Oh, well, never mind, never mind, never mind. At least we can't lose next week. It's the bye. But it's not all doom and gloom. International rescue is on its way. Thunderbirds are go. Keith Smith, Crusader Raider. Crossbones Kelly coming in from London, England. We have Oscar coming in from Australia, the convict. So there is hope. We can come in, we can go forward, we can rest after the bye week, hopefully have a new quarterback in place, and hopefully have some plays that can actually get us some points on the board. Looking forward to seeing everyone for the Jags games, the Broncos game, and obviously the Cowboys game. Looking forward to seeing you, Randy and Lisa, and you, Greg and Charmaine, hopefully when I'm up in the Bay Area. Let's keep on being positive. Let's keep on being Raiders. You know what it is. It's never easy. Keith Smith, Crusader Raider. I'm out.
Well, yeah, that's pretty terrible, but I like your attitude, man, and you're still coming, which is even more insane. You and Crossbones Kelly are making that trip. You know, it's fun. It's not more about the team. I mean, it'd be great if we were winning, but as you know, it's the fan base that really makes the difference here. Wherever you go, man, whatever state you're in, whatever game you go to, if the Raiders are playing, you find your people. It is a special moment. Strangers 1 minute, great friends the next. The Raider Nation never ceases to surprise me, no matter what the team is doing. And when we're winning, it's great. And I remember watching a Kansas City game with my chief in a soaking rain in Oakland, and we beat them for 24-0. They blanked out because we ran the ball up and down the field without any resistance. What a great game. Those days seem like a long time ago, but I'm hoping that sometime in the near future we'll get better. And I sure hope before I pass where I have to go that I see them at least in the playoffs, challenging for a championship, something close. A real football team. A football team with effort and pizzazz and trick plays and things that are entertaining that capture your imagination. Because that's what this team was in the beginning. We need to recapture those great moments where the team just does amazing things and the fan base is just so happy. But until then, it's up to us. It's up to the fan base to carry it on. And we know we're crap. We know we're bottom dwellers. So what? We're Raider Nation. And someday, It's going to get better. And there'll be a lot of people jumping on that wagon. Boy, you're going to see Raider fans you never knew existed come out of the woodwork. But I will tell you, we all know. We all know that we were here now, at this time. And the good times will happen, man. They will. It's just odds. It has to happen. We can't have this much longer. Well, that was kind of it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast group therapy session for the fans. We can always do this. I hate doing it because it just means exactly what it means. But it is what it is, man. We just got to keep rolling on and enjoying the comedy because, you know, you can't cry about this stuff because it's just us. It's us against everyone else. I just love the Raider Nation. Trust me. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.